Mike the Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that marvelous and wonderful name, that name which is above every name, that one before whom every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is God. That is the Lord Jesus Christ, one of the greatest, well, the greatest treasure that's ever been offered to mankind because of the transformation and change that he brings into an individual's life when a person will open their heart, put their faith and trust in him, accept him as Savior. He changes a person's life. He makes a new creation out of an individual. As a matter of fact, the greatest written treasure, which is the Word of God, explains that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And beloved, that's the truth. I'll never forget that day many years ago, back in September 7th, 1941, when I opened my young heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. He came into my life through the person of the Holy Spirit, transformed and changed and made a new person out of me. That's why it's my joy today to be able to come to you through this means to share with you the glorious truths of this great treasure, the greatest treasure offered to mankind, salvation through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the written Word of God, which we're considering and thinking about. You know, the Bible is divided into books, into chapters, and into verses to enable an individual in locating various information in the Bible. There are 66 books in one volume, 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 books in the New Testament. The word Testament, remember, refers to two great covenants that God has made with man. The Old Testament explains how God dealt with man under the law, under the Ten Commandments, which helped man to understand what sin is. Four of the commandments, remember, have to do with man's relationship with God, and six have to do with man's relationship with each other. The New Testament reveals how the eternal God loves man and has made a glorious way for man to be set free from the bondage, the control, and the judgment of sin, and how we can have eternal life through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There are 1,789 chapters and 31,103 verses in the Bible. The Old Testament has 929 chapters and 23,145 verses. The New Testament has 260 chapters and 7,058 verses. Now consider and think about a few of the wonderful treasures of truth that the Bible reveals. Truths about man and about the eternal God. Truths about the past and about the future. The Bible is the revelation of the one true God. We've already spent several broadcasts thinking about the eternal God, who is omniscient. That is, he knows everything, beloved. He knows even the number of the hairs of your head. He's omnipresent. He's with us wherever we go. He's all around us. He knows what's going on in every area of this old earth. He knows the thoughts that go through our mind. And he's omnipotent. That is, he's all powerful. And he's sovereign. He's Lord of all, above all, and over all. There is none that can compare to Him. The Word of God tells us about Him and how we can come to know Him as our Lord and as our God. It tells about the creation of the universe and how God created this earth, this little globe out in space that we live upon. It tells us in the Word of God that it's a trustworthy guide for our day-by-day living. That is, the Word of God gives guidance. It gives direction. It teaches us how to look to the Lord to direct our steps, to guide our path, to seek His counsel with problems and difficulties and problems that we can face with other people or with our jobs or whatever we're involved in. The Lord loves us and is so personally interested in your life and in mine. And so it's a trustworthy guide to our daily living. It presents the consequences of sin. It tells us from the very beginning in the book of Genesis about the first man and the first woman whom God created. It tells about how that when sin entered in, which is rebellion against God, when they disobeyed God, they lost their innocence. Up until that time, they were completely innocent. They were like a little child that doesn't know right from wrong. They were innocent of what was right and what was wrong until they disobeyed God. They took of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which was growing in the midst of that beautiful garden where God had placed them, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God had told them they could eat the tree of life and live forever, but not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But you recall how that a beautiful creature was used by Satan, the enemy of God, to deceive Eve into disobeying God. And Adam deliberately did what Eve wanted him to do in partaking of that fruit, which God had told them that in the day that ate thereof, they'd surely die. You see, beloved, God looks at time in a different way than we look at time. We're told in the New Testament, in the book of Peter, that a day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years of man's time is like a day with the Lord. And so before Adam lived to be 1,000 years old, he died. Yes, before the flood that the Bible tells us about, before that occurred, men lived many, many years, many of them over 900 years of life here upon earth. But after the flood, man's life was shortened. So many amazing things that the Word of God records and tells us about that you'll not find anywhere else, because this is a living word. This is the truth written and handed down to mankind to bring him to the knowledge of the eternal God, how God loves us and how God wants the best for us. And so as a result of Adam and Eve's disobedience to God, suffering entered in. The consequences of sin, separation became a reality. They daily in the garden before their sin fellowshipped and walked and enjoyed God, but now they were separated from God. Separation became a reality. Heartache over children's actions became a terrible reality for Adam and Eve, as their first son, Adam, killed their second son, Abel, and took his life, and the first murder occurred. Well, I could say the second murder, for Satan is a murderer, and he is a liar and the father of lies, and he was actually the one that caused Eve to sin, which resulted in death. For by one man's sin, death entered into the world. And this is the result of sin, the consequences of sin. Also, God's word reveals God's unconditional love for the human race. How God loved mankind. As a matter of fact, 1 John 4:16 in the New Testament tells us that is God's very nature. The love of Almighty God toward mankind. How he longs for man to obey him, to love him, to bring glory and praise to his name. As a matter of fact, God's love, in his love, he gave us 10 commandments that are recorded in the Old Testament. And they were simply means whereby God was saying, don't hurt yourself. Those commandments that we discussed earlier, 4 of them having to do with man's relationship with God, and 6 having to do with man's relationship with one another, God was simply saying, don't hurt yourself. You see, God loves us, and because he loves us, he wants us to walk in obedience to him, because he cares for you and me. As earthly parents, when we are in a busy city where there's a lot of cars moving around, we tell our children, you stay close to me. Don't you run out into the road. If that ball rolls out, don't you go get it. Because we love our child. We don't want our child to get hit by a car. And so we give them instructions and commands to protect them. This is what Almighty God has done for the human race. But because of sin, man rebels against God. Man wants to do his things his way. He doesn't want to listen to God. As a result, he suffers the consequences of sin. And the ultimate consequence is death. By one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. But God says, if you'll ask me to come into your life, I'll send my spirit in to cleanse you, to make you pure and clean, and give you life. Till next time, goodbye.